This business of court dress makes a serious point because at courts, people go on wearing these archaic and elaborate forms of dress, even when everybody else is running around in their light muslin Jane Austen type informal late Georgian dresses. And I think that that was because throughout the 18th century, the power of the monarchy is leeching away. We've had the so-called Glorious Revolution. We've had the Hanoverian succession. At each point, the court, the king, the queen become a little less powerful. But they want to pretend that it's still the late 17th century. They want to pretend it's the time of absolutism. So they still dress in those particular clothes. A dress like this is very heavy because it's woven with metallic thread. It takes a long time to get in. It's arduous to wear. It's hard work. Queen Caroline didn't wear hers with the tight stays that most ladies did to create a structure for the dress to hang upon. And I'm going to come on to the reason why Caroline didn't wear stays later on. The reason the skirt is so wide also is to show off the textile. It's the textile that takes up the cost of a dress like this rather than the cut or the making of it. To walk along in a mantua, you have to take tiny little steps because although the dress is wide, it's not very deep at all. So there's a description of people wearing these dresses looking as if they're rolling about on castor wheels. Another thing visitors always ask is, well, how do they go to the loo? And the answer is this wonderful device, the border loo. It looks like a gravy boat, but ladies are not yet wearing drawers or knickers, and you can shove one of these up underneath your whalebone hoops and nobody will know what you're doing. However, you are supposed to retire from the royal presence before you do this, and you have to ask for permission before you go. It's not necessarily going to be forthcoming. On one occasion, one of Queen Caroline's ladies wanted permission to withdraw. It was not given. She couldn't hold on. I think she was pregnant. And she was defeated by a bursting bladder, I'm afraid. And a few minutes later, a humiliating puddle crept out from underneath her skirt. And this is the contemporary quotation. It threatened the shoes of bystanders.